And I want to start with Reginald Ray's opening paragraph, because that instantly shows us the ground that we're on. And he says, "Truth makes little sense and has no real impact if it's merely a collection of abstract ideas. Truth that is living experience, on the other hand, is challenging, threatening, and transforming. The first kind of truth consists of information collected and added from a safe distance to our mental inventory. The second kind involves risking our familiar and coherent interpretation of the world. It is an act of surrender, of complete and embodied cognition, that is seeing, feeling, intuiting, and comprehending all at once. Living truth leads us ever more deeply into the unknown territory of what our life is." So living truth, what the view shows us, demands risk, surrender, being in the unknown. Without our familiar and coherent interpretations of the world, it asks us to stand on emptiness. As Robert Thurman puts it in his introduction to the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, he talks about being able to bear not having bearings, having the coordinates of the familiar removed, and instead finding and developing the faculties you need to move into unknown territory. So in practice, what is the territory of our lives? Well, according to Buddhism, it's samsara. Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche puts it like this. He says, "Samsara is the condition of beings who, by acting under the influence of obscuring emotions, perpetuate their own suffering." He says view is about, firstly, clarifying our understanding of samsara and inspiring a deeply felt sadness towards it, a sort of heart-full response, because we see the facts of existence as faults and then we hit ourselves against them. So as he says, first conceiving an I, we cling to an ego. Then conceiving a mine, we cling to a material world. Like water in a water wheel, helplessly we circle. I bow down to the compassion that arises for all beings. So there's this sadness in response. And traditionally, that leads to a strong motivation to free ourselves from the habitual patterns and the ignorance that perpetuate suffering. We all know this feeling, this get me out of here feeling, or that there must be more to life than this feeling, or even just grief, that feeling of the potency of sadness in response to how we're finding life. But of course, by itself, that's not enough. We need to know how to actually free ourselves from samsara, how to practice the Dharma. So for Tibetan Buddhism, view, meditation and action is the sort of ABC of practice. And like your ABC, you go over it again and again and again.